Things are bad on the Colorado River, and we all may have to cut back on water.
That will be bloody.
Listen to Imperfect Paradise, the Gen Z water dealmaker, wherever you get podcasts.
This is the SoCal Update. I'm Kara Santa Maria. Why the next 6 weeks in SoCal are so important in the fight against COVID-19, plus a primer on mental health crisis teams, and why LA city officials are looking to expand their role in law enforcement. It's Thursday, April 8th. Barbara Ferrer is the director of the LA County Health Department, and for the last year, she's been the face of COVID-19 restrictions in Los Angeles. KPCC health reporter Jackie Fortier had an exclusive, in-depth conversation with her about the next stage of the pandemic. Jackie, she told you that the next 6 weeks in LA are critical. Why is that?
Well, it's because of the rise in more transmissible COVID variants. I mean, we're seeing huge increases in cases in the upper Midwest. Here in California, our cases have plateaued, which is great. And we're just on the cusp of the vaccines opening up to all adults next week. But Ferrer told me that the next 6 weeks, when people are getting vaccinated and the state continues to lift restrictions, will really determine if we have another huge rise in cases. You know, really, it's kind of the ultimate marshmallow test. Keep your masks on, get your vaccine, keep away from large groups of people for a little longer, and we could have a much better summer.
You mentioned getting everyone vaccinated, and that includes teenagers. How's the LA County Health Department going to reach them?
Yeah, so 16 and 17-year-olds need to get the Pfizer vaccine because it's the only one that's authorized by the FDA for their age group. The other vaccines made by Johnson & Johnson and Moderna are for 18 and over. But the difficulty with the Pfizer vaccine is that it requires that ultra-cold storage, which complicates things. Ferrer told me that the health department is working on designating sites at specific schools where 16 and 17-year-olds in the county can get vaccinated, so it's really easy. She said they're working on a plan before the vaccines open up to everyone on April 15th.
Thanks for that story, Jackie.
Thanks.
The LA City Council voted Wednesday to explore what it would cost to expand the LAPD's mental health crisis teams. KPCC's Robert Garova has been following this. Robert, first of all, for people who aren't familiar with them, tell us what these crisis teams are.
Yeah, so the LAPD's Mental Evaluation Unit, or MEU, sends out teams of one officer and one clinician from the Department of Mental Health when people are experiencing a mental health crisis. The goal is to defuse situations that could otherwise turn violent and get the individual treatment instead of sending them to jail.
So why is the City Council looking at how to get more of these teams?
The problem is there aren't enough of these units to respond to all the mental health crisis calls they get. In 2019, the MEU was only able to respond to about 40% of roughly 20,000 calls. And the number of these special teams has gone down over the last 5 years from 17 to just 12. The lieutenant who heads up these units told the police commission last month, if they had more personnel, they could get to more calls.
So Robert, this all coincides with a push to completely remove armed law enforcement from most mental health calls, right?
Yeah, both at the city and the county level. The city of LA is currently looking at a pilot program that could send out a crisis worker and a medic, so no cops. There's an LAPD pilot program that transfers nonviolent 911 mental health calls to crisis counselors at D.D. Hirsch Mental Health Services. They're the ones who run the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And then the county has taken steps to divert some 911 calls to its mental health helpline. The county is also gearing up to launch a fleet of 5 vans staffed with mental health experts, not police. So we're expecting a fair amount of movement on this in the months to come.
Thanks, Robert, for that update. And thank you all for joining us on this SoCal Update. We'll see you next time.